Supervisor Matt Haney introduced a resolution to temporarily shelter homeless people in vacant hotel rooms around the city. Four other supervisors are co-sponsoring the bill. It would mandate new health order requiring homeless be placed in private rooms, even if they are not displaying symptoms.
It's clear that it cannot be a solution to either leave thousands of people on the streets, many of them who I see on the streets of District 6. It's unsafe for them, it's unhealthy for them, and they should have access to the same health protections as all of us do who are housed. It's also unsafe to simply put people into congregate shelters who are not able to have the same level of social distancing and protections that all of us deserve, and that certainly people who are unhoused deserve just like anyone else.
Supervisor Lee Feuer announced legislation to close jail number 4 within 4 months. It also sets a deadline for reducing the jail population within 5 months in order to safely close the facility while preventing the transfers out of the county. Concerns about the safety and sanitation at San Francisco Jail No. 4 have been amplified by city leaders, incarcerated people, and community advocates for years. It's part of the seismically unsafe Hall of Justice, which has been beset by crumbling infrastructure and frequent sewage overflows. Supervisor Feuer says the sanitary and health concerns are amplified due to the COVID-19 outbreak.
City leaders are all in agreement that this facility needs to be closed with expedience for both the incarcerated people as well as the staff who work at the jail at 850 Bryant. But the health and safety concerns that have long existed at jail number 4 are now significantly more compounded with the COVID-19 pandemic and the risk of spreading the spread of infection in this facility where social distancing is basically impossible.
Supervisor Hillary Ronan introduced a resolution urging the governor, federal legislators, and the Trump administration to impose an immediate moratorium on residential rent and mortgage payments. For mortgages, this means the principal debt will remain unpaid, but no additional interest or fees will accrue until the emergency is lifted. It would forgive rent during the national emergency.
The eviction moratorium was an essential step, but even if landlords can't evict, that doesn't relieve tenants of having to pay an impossible lump sum when the emergency is lifted. It took no time at all for the Federal Reserve to find $1.5 trillion to save banks and the stock market, but we're not seeing anything substantial for homeowners and renters.
Supervisor Norman Yee introduced a resolution condemning what he calls racist language used by the White House regarding COVID-19. All other supervisors co-sponsored it. President Trump has called the COVID-19 a Chinese virus during several press conferences. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Luana Muniz.